Hello.
Hi, Bruce. It's Lisa Taylor from the compliance team of Elite BK Writers. I called you yesterday, and you told me to call you today. Is it a good time? Can we talk now?
It's okay.
Okay, so Bruce, I just reviewed your case, and I see what's going on in terms of the project and your previous discussions with Daniel as well, and I wanted to know your stance at this point of time, because there are contradictions in the notes in terms of what you discussed with him.
Did you review the ones with Michael and the guy before him?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Well, they aren't contradictions. As the process went on, I have become more and more skeptical about this organization and my relationship to it. In the beginning, it said that we pay $2,200, and basically the implication was that for the $2,200 we would get a page on Wikipedia.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, it was said that we had to spend $1,000 for each article. For $3,000, which was not mentioned up front, and should have been. Most self-publishing companies, for example, they give you a package price, and whatever's in the package, mm-hmm. you pay that total amount. And it was deceptive, I felt, that this was not mentioned at the beginning. And so as the thousands of dollars mounted up, I went to my bank, and they suspected fraud on your part. So they stopped the payments.
Mm-hmm.
I've looked a little deeper into your company, and mm-hmm. I found out that it used to be a different name, and that name, I forget what it was, they talked about the fact that they would proofread people's writing, and that had a Better Business Bureau rating of F, which means failure. And that was a huge red flag. And then I went to find out where you folks are. Where do you do your work? That's my question.
Well, we have multiple branches in different states and cities, and I'm calling you from California.
Where are your headquarters? Where are your
headquarters?
The headquarters
is in New York.
Okay, and that's 99 Wall Street.
Correct.
Right. Is that right?
Yes, that is correct.
I looked up the real estate descriptions of 99 Wall Street, and the suite 2424 was not listed at all as being anything, and your company, all the different names that you've gone by or go by on your websites, or at least three of them, was not listed at all. Being
what are these,
from that,
these names? I'm sorry, I'm interrupting you. What are these names that you're talking about? You mentioned something about rebranding, and you are saying that we go by three different names. What are these names?
Okay, let me find that. Just a minute. I wrote them down yesterday or the other day. There are at least three websites that you go by that you're part of. Where did I put that? Ah, there we go. There is Gnome Book Writing, same address, and Wiki, well, of course, Elite Wiki Writers, that's the other one, another one, and let's see.
And the third one?
Trying to sort them out. Wikimoderator.com and Pro Wiki Creation. That's another one. I assume .com. Those are the ones I came across as far as the websites that that all are in Suite 2424, according to the information at the bottom of the page, at 99 Wall Street.
Okay.
And so I became more and more suspicious that the bank was right, that this is a matter of fraud, that people, often in fraud, they string people along for a while and get as much money as they can get, and then they don't do what they tell their customer they're going to do. And that's what I so therefore, when I talked to Daniel, was it? Anyway, when I talked to him, I wanted to test whether this is fraud or not, or maybe my suspicions were wrong, and maybe your organization, your company, fulfill my challenge the way it is. The way I made it. And all I was saying, here, I'm a retired pastor. I'm going to fulfill my promises. And my promise was that I would accept the $5,200, even though I believe it was Michael or the guy before him said that that I could do the first two of the articles, $1,500. I would pay the $500. Which Daniel didn't bat an eyelash. He said it has to be $1,000 for each of the articles. I said to them, "Well, I will pay you the $5,200." And he said his management would agree with that if and when they get the page up and going on Wikipedia, and I could confirm that, then I'll pay the money. Well, he cut me very short. Day before, whenever, and said, "Well, we'll give it to the legal department." Well, I just feel very suspicious that this. Enterprise is a fraudulent enterprise, and there were some negative reviews on the internet also that said that. But so therefore, I'm withdrawing from this so-called relationship, and you don't get any money. That's what my bank did, and they stand behind this.
Okay, thank you so much for providing a detailed brief on the entire scenario. Let me just go right back and address each of your concerns one by one. Let's start from the beginning. See, when you're working with a complex product like Wikipedia page, you do understand the basic guidelines, right? We are the mediators. We facilitate the page with the help of Wikipedia contributors and Wikipedia administration, which means that the timeline for the project...
I'll interrupt you. I apologize, but why would I need a mediator with Wikipedia?
Because Wikipedia doesn't deal with individual people, and in order to have your page published, you need a notable, a credible contributor in order to have your page live. You can try to publish the page on Wikipedia yourself. It's never going to get approved because the source should be a credible source, and the only source that is allowed or permitted to submit something on Wikipedia is Wikipedia contributors themselves, because their credentials are approved directly by Wikipedia administration. That being said,
okay. Well, what would make your company acceptable to Wikipedia?
Okay, I'm coming to that. When we are dealing with projects like that, we assign your project to one of the Wikipedia contributors in order to have the process going. Okay, what we do on our end is that we take care of the facilitation of the page, we take care of the requirements. When all of that is done, then we submit that to, finally, for approval, or in order to have the page live to Wikipedia administration. That's what we are there for. Now, second thing, are you saying something?
I don't understand exactly why they would accept your submission and not mine.
Because they don't deal with individuals and you don't have a credible source. Are you credible? Are your credentials verified as a certified Wikipedia contributor? No. We have a B2B relationship with them due to which they take orders from us. So they don't have to deal with individuals. And we are not the only ones in the market. There are thousands of brands and companies that are facilitating this as a mediator for Wikipedia. That being said, once you come to us for your Wikipedia page, there is a primary requirement. What is that primary requirement? Whether or not you have your online presence. If the online presence is there, then you're eligible for a Wikipedia page. That is when we place your order. At that point of time, Wikipedia has not seen anything about the project. They don't know anything about that. Once you pay the amount, we forward the case to them, then there is a secondary criteria from Wikipedia admin where they reevaluate whether your online presence is credible enough or not. That is the second criteria.
I have my own website, and another thing that became a red flag for me was that I told them right out of the committee or whoever it was that I have a website and they can check out they need to check out and find out more about all the books that I've had published. There are 12 of them. Well, in the first one that they gave me, the first edited, I don't know, the first draft that they sent to me only had 5 of those. So I said, well, wait a minute. Why didn't they do all 12, list all 12 on the Wikipedia page? And I got no answer for that. But that was a red flag also, that they really weren't being thorough, and I had to do most of the work then, the editing and the adding of the books and so forth. So I don't know why I'm paying so much. I would be paying so much money for people who just have not done a complete job.
Okay. All right. I have listed your concern down, and again, I'm going to go right back to your first concern, pick up where I stopped in terms of the secondary criteria, and then we'll go in a chronological order. Because in order for you to understand the latter concerns, you need to be clear about the initial process or guidelines of this particular product, which is a Wikipedia page. So, as I was saying, that the primary criteria that the mediators are supposed to evaluate is whether or not you have an online presence. If you have an online presence, you are eligible for a Wikipedia page. Secondary criteria, once you place the order, we send your profile to be reevaluated in order to assess the credibility or notability of your online presence, how strong that is. There is a difference in between the primary and the secondary criteria. That's when one of our representatives reached out to you and told you that, you know what, we need articles. So that's what happened. It is not something that was coming from our end. Yeah.
Just a minute. Did they come up with by searching the internet my 5,000 friends on Facebook and my over 2,000 I forget what they call them on Twitter I forget what they call it, but anyway, the 2,000 people who followers, I guess they are, on Twitter, as well as my website. I would think that would be a pretty good online presence.
Yes. Again, as I said, in the primary criteria, that's what we looked at. And in the secondary criteria, that's where the Wikipedia administration comes in and says, okay, fine, you provided the online references. Let us evaluate if they can be admissible or how strong the notability is, okay? One more thing, social media platforms, they do not account for any citation references on Wikipedia. They do not accept the social media accounts, okay? Right.
Yeah.
Now, that is the time when we came back to you with a requirement from your contributor that we need at least three articles to be written on notable platforms in order to sustain your credibility. In that situation too, Bruce, your page would have been live. There's no problem in putting the page live, but it would not be sustained. Let me tell you a fun fact about Wikipedia. Wikipedia requires regular updation. Even if you randomly search any page on Wikipedia, let's say Bill Gates, there is constantly there are constant updates on that page every quarter. Every quarterly, what happens is that they publish new articles and they cross-reference that on Wikipedia page. If you don't do that, then your Wikipedia page is going to get flagged and they are going to ask for more updation or information. That is where the maintenance clause comes in. Okay. Now, once we establish that the articles are needed or required, we come back to you and we tell you what exactly is the requirement from the Wikipedia administrator. Once that is sorted out, once we have the articles drafted and published, we provide those links to the Wikipedia contributor in order to proceed further and do the backlinking for the Wikipedia page. While we were working on the articles, we also worked on your Wikipedia page. I understand you said that you did most of the work. Again, at the end, it is your page, Bruce, and we would need some sort of cooperation from your end. All right? And I'm not denying that you have done most of the work. I'm going to accept that, okay? Yes, there was a drawback from our end in terms of the quality concerns on the project, but this could have been handled professionally by sending your project or assigning it to a well-equipped team, which I see that we clearly failed to do, due to which you have to, you know, budge in and do most of the work.
How would I know that?
Exactly. How would you know that? That is exactly my point, that nobody told you about this.
My problem is with the lack of communication from from your end, that is, the people that I talked to before.
Mm-hmm.
In the company, I was not informed about any of this, and especially at the very beginning when you said that it was $2,200, and what what I'm looking for in a company is communication where they clearly describe the process before I decide to invest.
Absolutely. That's what I'm seeing, this part was missing. That is what caused all the red flags. You know, if you were told about this transparently from the beginning, this wouldn't have been an issue whatsoever. Okay?
And so that's what I told Daniel. I said, I stopped trusting in you because of all that.
Exactly.
And he just almost hung up on me. He said, well, you know, we'll give it to the legal department and, you know, we'll see what they say.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, back to the topic. I understand the frustration and I see where the communication gap is. You were not explained properly at all. Now, the second concern that you raised is regarding the rebranding of our company. We did not rebrand anything, and the names that you mentioned, I do not recognize ProWiki Creation from there. However, Notebook Writing is a book brand that we run. Elite Wiki Writers is this company itself. And then there is another brand, which is the Wiki Moderators. This was a test run that we were working on. So I'm not denying any claims on these three brands. I'm not sure who ProWiki Creation is. See, we have different departments, and sometimes we do test runs on different brands, and that shouldn't be a red flag. I mean, there are people rebranding all the time. Even customers coming up to us and placing the orders for online reputation management in terms of rebranding their business because it was simply not working. Now, with that, I would like to address the negative article concern as well. I'm sorry, the negative reviews. I see that there are negative reviews posted online, but see, Let me just tell you something about customer psyche. If you're satisfied with the project and everything went smooth, all of that was good to go, they won't go on the page and leave a review. But if they are dissatisfied, they will make sure that they do that. All right? So what you're seeing on the pages in terms of negative reviews, that is the 20% of that clientele. The rest of the 80% that were positive, they're not going to come and do that. Why would they do that? Unless we ask them as a favor, you know, like, you know what, go ahead and leave a review. How many times have you done that? So understand that point too.
But those 20% have what I, given all my other distrust. They have the same thing to say, and that fed my distrust more. And see, that's what bothers me. It's just my experience has gone to not paying you because of that. And it's just a shame, you know. I would have liked to have a Wikipedia page, but I don't have to have one. But I would have liked to have that. But it's just to the point where I don't trust your company, and all of those things have added up to that lack of trust. And your customers have to trust you. And if they don't trust you, you shouldn't get paid, especially if they're valid things that add up to that distrust. Mm-hmm. And that's the point I've been making.
Okay. Well, I hear you. I agree with you. The problem here is that the reason why you're seeing the same problem or something similar to your case, it's because the product is the same, Bruce. We are serving for Wikipedia pages, and these kind of problems occur. I'm going to be very honest with you. In 90% of the customers, they're not notable, they're not reputable. When we try to explain this to them, sometimes things go south. I will admit that there would be some fault of ours as well. But again, if it's the same product, same procedure, same guideline, we are still the mediators, we still need to wait on Wikipedia's approvals, we still need to follow Wikipedia's criteria, then of course it's going to sound all the same. But I understand that it made you skeptical. Now the next thing, yeah. You said that it sounded like fraud to you. Now I see 5 services in your package. Out of the 5 services, 4 of them are delivered, and the submission is the only thing that is pending at this point of time, which is the most complicated thing in the entire package, let me just put it that way. Now, that being said, that means that 80% of the work is delivered. The rest of the 20% is just the submission, which is not in our control. We can submit the page, but we'll have to wait on Wikipedia to get back to us in order to approve the page. Now, if there is a ratio of 80-20 in terms of the services, how can you call that a fraud? Why would we even deliver that to you? I mean, we could have simply taken your money and we would have gone away, you know, for that matter. But we did not do that. I'm saying, I'm accepting that we are flawed, but it is certainly not the case that we are trying to scam you or this is a fraud or anything like that.
Okay, but I don't need to have a Wikipedia page. I'll repeat that. You don't need to submit it if it's so complicated. And I'm not going to pay if I don't trust your company, period. And that's it.
Okay, but you're not letting me cater to all the concerns. I explained to you the process, why you were not told about it up front. I explained to you the rebranding of it. I explained to you the negative reviews. I explained to you why there are different brands. So I am trying to be transparent here. And since we have delivered 80% of the work, Bruce, it's only fair. All right, never mind. Let's just deduct the amount for the submission. At least pay us for the work that we have delivered to you. I think that sounds fair.
What I wish that, for example, the 3 articles, one of them was sent to me, and it was good. But the other articles were not sent to me, and I don't know where they were published. I don't know. I don't remember where the one was published, but I have no idea that those articles were actually published. And I have no idea about the taxes that $700, I think it was, that were charged to me, and it added up to almost $8,000 altogether, which was four times more than they said at the beginning. For example, the last 2 $1,000, subtractions from my account, through Texture and through, Codex Lab, whatever those are, I'm not sure what those are, but, they came at a point when I thought that there was money in my account enough to pay my disabled son $2,000 from deposits that I made from other sources. Mm-hmm. And so my check bounced, first time it's ever happened for me, and it was a big hassle. It was very stressful that happened because I just don't – I always – keep enough money in my account, and there was no announcement to me that these $2,000 were coming out. It just happened. That was in March, I think. And that also the whole distrust. So I don't think there's any that you can say that will get me to trust your company.
I'm not asking you to trust us. I understand that. It's too late for that. I'm not going to ask you to give us another chance. Even if I bring the moon to you right now, you're not going to trust me. I understand that. All I'm asking for is provide us some sort of settlement or compensation for the work that we have done. That's it.
No.
Don't go for $5,200. At least go ahead and pay us for the articles. The total amount that I'm proposing is $4,000. That includes the costing for the articles, wikilinking, and knowledge panel. That's all that I'm asking for, and then we can call it a day.
If I knew where those articles were published, and I saw the articles on those websites, wherever they may be, and I might consider that.
So you haven't seen the articles? Is that what you're saying?
And if the rest of it, the rest of the 4,000, the other 1,000, if I saw the Wikipedia page that became mine, that was mine, independently on Wikipedia, I would be willing to pay you the $4,000.
Okay.
I don't know where these articles are published. I don't know what the articles were, because the one article was written by a woman who apparently was a reporter from whatever organization it was. I forget. It's been a while. I'm interested in more information. That's the whole thing. That's where it all comes down to. Where were these three articles published, and who published them, and also my Wikipedia page? If it's on Wikipedia, I'll pay the other 1,000, then it would be 4,000 total.
Okay. All right, then. That being said, I need to collect the articles from the team, send them to you, and then call you back for that then. This settles it, all right? And, Bruce, I have recorded this call. So once I provide you the article links, I'm going to want you to pay that amount. I'm not even talking about the paid submission at this point of time. Since that is complicated, it's a risky business, you can't put your faith in us, so I'm not going to ask you to do that. I'll keep it straightforward. Only the services that were delivered to you, only for that particular services I'm asking you to pay the amount. So let me hang up now. I'll share the articles. I'm sorry?
How much total would that be?
The total for that is 4,000, as I mentioned to you, for the Wikilinking and Google Knowledge Panel. The costing for submission is not included in this total. 3,000 for the articles, and I'm not even charging you 1,000 separate for Wikilinking and Knowledge Panel. I'm charging you 500 each for both of these services. So that counts for $4,000, which is a reasonable amount.
Wait a minute. What now? Break it down. Just tell me each charge.
Okay.
And how much it's going to be and for what.
Okay. All right. The actual amount that you paid for the articles was $3,000, and the amount for Wikilinking was $1,000, and the amount for Google Knowledge Panel was $1,000. Now, at this point of time, since you're not willing to pay anything at all, I want to call it a day and close it off, so I'm giving you the revised costing for Wikilinking and Google Knowledge Panel as $500 each. So it's $3,000 for the articles and $1,000 for Wikilinking and Google Knowledge Panel.
And does that include the submission?
No, I'm not charging you for the submission. It's complicated. It's going to take time, so I'm dropping that altogether.
No submission.
No submission, and no charges for the submission at all.
Well, what's the point then?
The articles are there for the notability of your brand, of you yourself. They cannot be taken down. See, if I had an option to take down the articles, I would have let you go for free, because then we can undo the work that we have done for you. At this point of time, the articles are published. 1 year, 2 year down the line, those articles will be a huge resource for you in terms of notability, because they will mature at that point of time. So that is an asset for you lifelong.
And at one point, the guy before Michael said, Well, I said to him, I really couldn't afford that at that point. $1,000 for three articles. And he said, well, we could give the first two articles for $1,500 instead of $2,000. Well, that went away as I continued to talk to other people. They just did not acknowledge the fact that we had negotiated $500 off of one of the first two articles. And that's another red flag that popped into the equation. And
okay.
if the submission does not happen, that's about 80% of the whole deal to me, because to be on Wikipedia is a whole lot more important than these articles
Let me cut you off there. The submission, Bruce, does not happen in the first attempt. Multiple of the customers, many of the customers who filed for the page, they get approved or accepted in the second or third attempt. Rejection or pending approval from the Wikipedia page, that is not a setback, okay? Again, this means 80% to you, but the rest of the work that we did, all those hardworking people who spent hours working on your project, no matter what the quality was, they spent their time and they deserve to be paid, Bruce. Think about it that way, as a human being. And that's all I'm asking for. I'm not asking you to pay the entire $7,920. I'm asking you to pay for the articles and $500 each for the additional two services. That's all I'm asking for. Why? Let me explain that to you as well. If we are not submitting the page, later down the line, maybe 6 months later, 3 months later, you find someone else and you decide that you want to reattempt for your page. All the work would already be there. The amount that I'm taking from you is for all of those things that are going to stay there online for a lifetime. So whenever you decide to publish the paper, publish the page, everything would be there ready for you, and you might just get accepted on the first attempt. That's the reason why I'm asking you for this costing.
But you see, you say they deserve to be paid, but if they did a horrible job, they don't deserve to be paid. I'm paying for a good job, and it just hasn't happened. And so, therefore, I'm not going to pay for a shoddy job of something that I've been promised to do, even though, of course,
that they have done a shitty job on that? You just now mentioned that you haven't seen the work. So you're assuming things before.
Shoddy job.
Okay.
Shoddy.
But you're assuming it before you've seen the articles, right?
No, it's not the content of the articles. I don't even know what they're like because they never send it to me. And that's also part of the problem. And apparently they were published, but I have no idea where. So it's just that's the kind of shoddy job that people have done, and I'm not going to pay for it if they have done very poor job. That's
okay.
All there is to it.
Okay, well, there are two options moving forward from here. Bruce, you mentioned that you were not shared the article links or the article draft, so I'm going to reevaluate your package, talk to the team, see what there is in terms of the articles. There are two resolutions moving forward. Number one, you pay the partial amount and we leave all the preparation, the back end channel, which is the articles, wiki linking and knowledge panel for you as it is, and we move on. So later down the line, you can utilize that in order to have your Wikipedia page with anyone you trust, of course. There's no trust here, so you're not going to trust us with that. That is option one, where you pay a remaining amount, we close the project, we leave all of these services that we have provided to you if they are substantial enough for you to decide that you want to pay. second option. If we do not proceed with the first one, then for the second option, what we need to do is that we need to present your case to the Wikipedia administration. And if you're not going to pay for the services that we can deliver to you, for example, the articles, the linking, and knowledge panel, it's either we're going to be there. And later down the line, you'll be able to utilize that for your Wikipedia page. Now, since you're not paying for that, what we're going to do is that we are going to request for a ban from the Wikipedia page for you so that that prevents you from using these services that we provided to you. If they are not substantial, then of course it's not going to make any difference to you, right? So either way, it has to go with any one of these options. So at this point of time,
if you're not going to submit the page to Wikipedia, why would you present anything to the administration of Wikipedia?
The reason why we do that, it's because you're not paying us for the services, for the credibility and notability we provided for you. That's why we're going to do that. That's the second route.
Why would you do that?
Because you're not paying for the services that we provided to you, so we're going to prevent you from using them in future with Wikipedia.
Okay, that's fine. Just make it go away then. And
we cannot make it go away. The only way to make it go away is to report you to Wikipedia, and that would mean a legal ban on your profile for the rest of your life.
That's fine. I don't care.
Okay, then. Let me get back to you with more information in regards to the articles, and these are the two options that we will discuss in our next call. Okay?
Well, let's not have another call. This has gone on way too long already. I'm saying I'm not paying for the services because the services are lousy. The services
you didn't
are bad.
Even see the services, sir. You are just trying to beat around the bush, and it seems like you're the one who's scamming us. Thank you so much for your time. You're not going to get another call, and I will make sure that your profile is banned on Wikipedia. Take care.
Okay, that's fine. Thank you.